We ask, O God, that you come and illuminate your people with light. Come and lift us up, O God. Hallelujah. Come and give us life today, O God. Hallelujah. Come and fill us with your joy. Hallelujah. Come and strengthen us in the spirit, O God. Oh, hallelujah. Lift us up today in your presence. Hallelujah. And come and edify your people. To you be all the glory, O God. We pray, O God, that people will be delivered today. Hallelujah. We pray, O God, that people, you know, will get to know your perfect will for their lives today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay.
Standing up and praying, as he started, I saw a leaf, green leaf, and I was just swallowing the leaf by praying. But I didn't understand what was doing. I don't understand what is praying. So, another green leaf showed, you know, and it went around to form a form of a star, you know. From the other side, the other green met each other and they united at the end of the night. So you can see it as a star.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. You understand what the Lord is telling you? Hallelujah. When you talk of green leaves in the scripture, amen, you know in the garden of God, you have leaves that are for the healing of the nations. Hallelujah. God wants to apply that leaf in our lives today. Hallelujah. You know, yesterday we talked about the stars of God. How many of us were here yesterday? Only one person. Two. Okay, three, four, five. Okay, three. Yesterday we talked about the stars of God. Hallelujah. And God is going to bring out stars in you today. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is supposed to be a youth meeting. Praise God. But I believe all of us are youth in the sight of God. Don't you believe that? I'm a young boy. Amen. Hallelujah. In the sight of God. Praise God. Today we are going to go with the Lord and we are going to construct an ark today, amen. Like Noah, we're going to construct an ark today and we're going to see where the Lord will lead us to. Praise God. So I'm going to focus on the ark of God today and let us look at prophetic utterance. Let us know the will of God for our lives through the ark of Noah. Very, very powerful story, the ark of Noah. I remember some weeks ago, I shared this thing with an elderly man, a man of about 80 years, a relation. And this is a man that has read books, he has studied, when I shared this thing with him, he was in shock. He said he never understood this thing before. Now what? I think this thing is in the Bible. I've been reading this thing for years, I never saw this thing before. Praise God. Hallelujah. Cheer up, brethren. Everybody so... Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, I like hip crowds, right? You know what a hip crowd is? Here we go again. Hallelujah. I like lively people. Amen. Don't look at... Forget the economic problem outside. Amen.
Amen.
Forget all those things outside and you're in God's presence. Amen.
Amen.
In God's presence, there's no economic problem. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. So can we go to Noah and I wouldn't want to be reading scripture step by step because it takes too much time. Amen. But I think we all have read the story of Noah, haven't we? Has everybody here read the story of Noah?
Yes.
Okay. Jesus Christ says the things that happened in the year of Noah will be fulfilled in our time. Amen. Believe it or not, the things that are prophetic in God's kingdom are present and continuous. That scripture applied to the people that were in the time of Jesus. It applied to the people after Jesus, and it's applied to us today. What happened in the day of Noah is happening right now. Amen. There is a people like Noah who are hearing the voice of God. And they are what? Wisely entering into the ark to be saved. While there is another generation that is not listening and they are just being carried away with the what? with the flaws and with the winds of doctrines and the lies of men. Hallelujah. They are being carried away. You know why the flaws come? You know, in the things of the spirit, in the things of God, God does not come down to destroy people. You know, when you look at the prophecies of men in the internet and all these places, people always, they are waiting for one event to happen. They want something to happen. China will you know, will suddenly launch a bomb and destroy America. Suddenly, the Antichrist will come from the Middle East. You know, suddenly, the economy of America will crumble. Then, you know, all kind of stories you hear in the internet. Brethren, listen today. The destruction that God talks about is something that comes subtly upon people. Praise God. It's a spiritual phenomenon. While a group of people are being exalted to life, another generation is what? Sinking down the pit of death and ignorance. Hallelujah. Praise God. But if you have the ears to hear today, you are going to hear like Noah, and you are going to begin to enter the ark. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Some of us are young here. I tell you, I had my first encounter with the Lord, a third heaven encounter with the Lord, when I was in my 22 years. You see, so you don't have to be aged with beard. You know, before you have encounters with the Lord, amen. With God, there is nothing like what? Age. Age is all these things are just of men. Praise God. God sees you the way you are. That's all. There's no age in God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. You know when Job spoke, and you know the people, you know, there was a wise man with Job, Elihu said, look, it's the spirit of man in man that gives wisdom, not age. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So God can use a boy of 15 years. Amen. Elderly people can come and meet a boy of 15 years for knowledge. I've seen it happen. Amen. People have come to meet me. People who are elderly, they've come and they've asked. You know, we receive call and I ask the person, how old are you? And I'm surprised. Somebody of over 70 years calling me for advice, for, you know, clarification. Hallelujah. That is how the things of the spirit are. Hallelujah. So don't let your age, you know, limit you. Hallelujah. Praise God. So Noah received a message from God. Hallelujah. About what? Impending destruction. Hallelujah. God opened Noah's eyes to see what? The future. To see beyond the veil of human reasoning. Because at that point in time, it was not imaginable that a flood would suddenly come and destroy the world. You know? Just think of it. Isn't it foolishness for a man to just start building a boat? Does it make sense? Just imagine yourself going somewhere on the outskirts of London to build a big boat. And you start telling people, repent. Would they make, your name will be on the front pages of every newspaper. You will only be a fool. They will what? Laugh at you, mock at you. Hallelujah. But Noah had a vision. He received it from the Lord. He embraced it. Hallelujah. He saw from afar off that system was going to be what? Destroyed. That system was going to what? Pass away. That system was going to what? Dissolve. Praise God. Hallelujah. Things change. Heaven and earth will pass away. You know, but you know, men don't know these things. Oh, some people will confess, I know not everybody will live forever. Oh, but you know, men don't know in their hearts that they will die. Do you know that? In their heart of hearts, men don't know they will die. If anybody knows he will die, you will not do certain things you do. Do you know that? Wickedness is born out of the fact that man thinks that he will live forever. The Bible says in the book of Psalms that their inward thought is that they will do what? Live forever. That's why they go about doing wickedness. They do not confess the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise God. But Noah saw this vision of the end. He saw that system was to be wiped away. Hallelujah. Brethren, that which we see is temporary. God is opening our eyes today to see into the invisible and to understand there is a realm where there is life and where the presence of God can be found. Hallelujah. God is giving us a revelation today that is going to set us free. Praise God. Free from the wickedness and the corruption that is in the world. Free from the wickedness and the corruption that is in the flesh. Praise God. Because at times, some of us fail to realize that the work of God starts from where? Within us. Praise God. Amen. When you talk of the world, when you talk of the flesh, the weakness of the flesh, amen. The fruits of the flesh, hallelujah. The anger, the impatience, amen. Jealousy, bitterness, hate, intolerance, and all these things that spool out of men are the things that defile men before God. Hallelujah. Praise God. These are the things that deny man access to the presence of God. God does not drive any man from his presence. God is love, his light, hallelujah. And his hands are always open. But the conscience of a man, the defiled conscience of a man, is what makes man do what? Run away from God. That is what makes man unable to receive from God by faith. Amen. Have you heard this little brother pray for me? Pastor, pray for me. Every pastor that comes in town lays hands on you. Amen. And all that kind of stuff. You always seek some kind of intermediary between you and God. Why? Because you lost that boldness as a son of God. You have children of you. Now, if your child wants something from you, does he have to call somebody to come between them? Please tell daddy, tell mommy I want this. No. It's lack of boldness because of the word defiled conscience. Praise God. Hallelujah. You remember when we were young, when you took something, maybe a chocolate, or some people go as far as taking meat from pot. Amen. Or you did something wrong, and your parents come in, and you start to dodge them. And if your parents don't know what happened, they don't know anything, but your conscience, you'll be running from them. Your defiled conscience is what will fish you out. Praise God. What did God tell Noah, Adam? Who told you you are? Did God see Adam as naked? Did God see Adam as a sinner? But Adam said he's naked. How about God said, but who told you you are naked? Where did we hear this from? What are you talking about? I see a perfect man in you. And Adam, and that was, yeah, that's how he lost his license as son of God. Praise God. So you see, the work is in us, how we can get back that perfection. Hallelujah. And the Father is giving us the message of the kingdom. Now we have to get it straight. What is the message of the kingdom today? What is the good tidings? What is the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ? Amen. You know, when we are young, we receive Jesus Christ and be saved. Be born again. Amen. Then everybody comes to the altar and I receive Jesus Christ as Lord and say, amen. And you're up. Praise God. Hallelujah. It might work for some time. You might feel some kind of movement in your body for some time. After that, the whole thing will what? Fade away. You're back to square one. You'll be struggling. You start playing religion. Praise God. The joy of salvation is not there. Hallelujah. What is the gospel? The good news from God. Hallelujah. The good news from God is what? Is the image of the living God that is in you. The revelation of Christ in what? In where? Somebody doesn't believe this. Christ in you. Hallelujah. That is the focal point of the God. That is the good news. That inside of you, there is Christ. Amen. Christ in you. That is the gospel that Jesus Christ came to preach from heaven. When Jesus Christ went up upon the Mount of Transfiguration and transfigured, what God was saying that this is my beloved Savior. Hearing. He was trying to say, look at the original model. This is the model. That is you. That is how you are. Amen. And that is the God's will is for us to realize who we are. Amen. And the good news reveals the mystery of our oneness with God. Amen. It reveals that place of perfection, that place of unlimited joy. Hallelujah. That place where you will come to that you will no more lack of fear. Amen. Where all your inferiority complex and all the things you suffered as a man become what a thing of the past. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is the good news. The good news is that you are that man in Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. When God said, let us create man in our image and in our likeness. And God gave him dominion over everything. Hallelujah. That is who? You and I. That is the good news. This is the revelation this hour. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. And our salvation will come by what? Recognition of this man in you, of Christ, and our confession of Christ. Let's turn to the book of Romans chapter 10. From verse 5. Who's got a mic there in the Bible? Who's a good reader? Romans chapter 10, verse 5. Okay, no good reader. I'll move on then.
Amen. Moses is describing the righteousness, which is of the law, that the man which doeth those things shall live by them. For the righteousness which is of faith speaketh on this wise. Say not in thy heart, who shall ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down from above, or who shall descend into the deep, that is, to bring up Christ again from the dead. But what said it, the word is mighty, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, that is the word of faith which we preach.
Carry on.
That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved.
Let's stop there for now. Now, I think I see it. This is salvation, that we get our salvation by confessing what? Christ. Now, you know what some people do? Would they take this scripture and say, I confess you as Lord. Jesus, you are Lord. I confess you as Lord. Amen. Jesus, you are Lord. Amen. And then they say they will be saved that way. See, you know what they are doing? They are trying to bring Jesus from heaven to come down. Amen. Paul says that you don't have to go to heaven to look for any Jesus to bring down. You don't have to go either to the deep, to the abyss, to bring up another Jesus from there. Amen. He says the world is where? Hallelujah. You have to confess him. Amen. Confession is what? Living by faith. According to the revelation of Jesus in you. Amen. Paul says that if we have known him after the flesh, we know him no more after the flesh. Amen. You see, we have been born into a world that we always want to see everything physical. Amen. We always want to, you know, see everything physical to believe. We believe that probably Jesus Christ was that flesh body that appeared 2,000 years ago. No. Amen. If you wear a dress today, like my sister is wearing a dress out there, this dress, if she hangs that dress on the rug, on the wardrobe out there tomorrow, is that her? So if Jesus Christ puts on a flesh body, does that mean that the flesh body is Jesus? No. Amen. You have to understand, hallelujah. When Jesus Christ pointed to John the Baptist, he said that look, if you can believe, that is what? Elijah. Amen. But the people who read the prophecies, the lawyers, the biblical men in the religious field, they were waiting for the same Elijah of some years ago. They wanted that same manifestation. But Jesus Christ was talking according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. So we recognize each other according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Not according to the outer body. Amen. So Christ, our salvation, come by what? Recognizing Christ and what? Confessing him. Amen. Not just saying Jesus, Jesus. Living by faith according to the revelation you have. Hallelujah. That was the revelation that Noah had. Amen. From above. Amen. We're talking of allegories here, you know. You know what I mean? An allegory? Something that is, you know, a type. Amen. Something that is a shadow of something. Amen. The story of Noah is a story that it has deep spiritual implications. If you have eyes to see, hallelujah. Praise God. The ark that Noah entered is what? Is Christ. Amen. This is the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord is what? The righteous enter in and they are saved. Hallelujah. We enter into this ark by what? By faith. Amen. By what? Your confession. Amen. You don't need to have any external sign. Something to happen. Amen. You don't need a man of God to come out to you and prophesy that you are son of God. You have to hear it in your mind, believe it, and confess it. That is what will save you. Hallelujah. By the words of your mouth you are what? Saved. And by the words of your mouth you are what? Condemned. Hallelujah. Now the way you can now begin to build on that foundation is now to begin to walk by faith according to Christ. Hallelujah. Then you shall be saved. Then you shall escape the corruptible man of the flesh. Because the man of the flesh are the giants that you saw in the day of Noah. The Bible says that there were giants upon the face of the earth. Amen. Do you know what formed the giants upon the face of the earth in the days of Noah? It was what? Their union is the union of the sons of God with the daughters of men. The Bible says that the sons of God looked down from heaven and they what? They lusted after the daughters of what? Of men. And they what? They descended to what? To marry the daughters of men. Isn't it an abomination? The sons of God are spirit. God is spirit. Hallelujah. His sons are what? Spirit. But the sons of God did what? They were descended. And they became united with the daughters of men. And they formed, they delivered giants. The giants are the men of the flesh. The boastful mighty man of the flesh. That is the one we see up and down in this world. The men. That's why there is violence, bitterness, anger. Men of the flesh. Hallelujah. When the psalmist cries, "Oh God, deliver me from the mighty man that is too strong for me." That is the man of the flesh. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, some of us have tried to be good for many years without success. You've tried to praise God, you've tried to be faithful, but you've no success. Amen. Some people have been born again and again. They don't know what to do again. Hallelujah. Amen. In fact, there are some very sincere people. I met a man, you know, he's a very great womanizer, everything, does everything he cup full. A drunkard, he does everything. And this man, when I talked to him, he said, "I've tried everything. This is John. I have tried, I've prayed, nothing. You see, I've tried, nothing, I have nothing changed." Amen. There are many people out there who have tried to please the Lord, but they've not been able to. Hallelujah. Because of that man of the flesh. Hallelujah. What did Paul say? He says, "Oh, wretched man I am. Wretched man, hallelujah. Who will deliver me?" Hallelujah. Who will deliver me? Those are the giants, hallelujah. The giants upon the earth. And I tell you, violence, problem upon this world today is because of these giants of the earth. These are the seed of the sons of God uniting themselves with the daughters of men. Spirits, spiritual beings uniting themselves with the daughters of men. Hallelujah. And that is what has formed human beings. Human beings are the giants of the earth. Hallelujah. And I tell you, God did not go out there to save the giants. Are you listening? Bear it in mind that God did not come to repair your humanity. Amen. He didn't come to make you perfect in the flesh as a human being. He has simply come to take you out of this world. Amen. So that where he is where you will be. Hallelujah. We know that he's seated at the right hand of God. We know that he's upon Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Amen. That's why he takes Noah up in the ark. Hallelujah. To set him upon that mountain, which is a type of Mount Zion. Hallelujah. And those who remain on the earth will what? Will be destroyed. Hallelujah. God is saying right now that your escape route from destruction, your escape route from the man of the flesh, your escape route from a sinful nature, from a corruptible nature, your escape route that will lead you into the glorious liberty of the Son of God is to recognize today that you are a son of God. But you descended like the sons of God in days of Noah. You descended and you mired yourself with vanity. Hallelujah. But the days have come for remembrance. That's why the Bible says, remember from whence you are falling. Begin to remember from where you are falling. Begin to remember and confess like Jesus. I go back to the Father. I go to the Father. Hallelujah. Because we came out of Him. We all came out of Him. And don't look at your situation. Don't look at the medical reports. Amen. Don't look at your habits. Don't look at certain things you find yourself in this world. You are perfect. You are a son of God. You are a son of light. Hallelujah. Amen. You need this revelation. And to walk in this revelation. And you will be liberated. And you begin to sower in the realms of the spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This is what the gospel is all about. Amen. It's not to make you religious. Amen. It's not to task us. Hallelujah. Amen. It's not to do the things that religious have taught us in the past. Hallelujah. It is to make you know. Hallelujah. And the knowing is what will grant you entrance into the ark of God. Because when the time comes, or the time came, Noah, the Bible says God told Noah to enter into where? The ark. And God did what? God shut the door. Why did God shut the door? He was trying to prove to you that unless you do the will of God, you can't enter God's kingdom. There is a door in the spirit. Hallelujah. It's a door into an entrance into God's realm. An entrance into the realm of unlimited blessings. But you can't enter there unless you do the will of God. Amen. That's why Jesus Christ says in that day, many will say, I did your will, I did this, I did that. We say, I don't know you. Amen. Hallelujah. And what is the perfect will of God? Talk to the book of Romans, chapter 12. Romans chapter 12, from verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be what? Conform to this world, but be what? Transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Hallelujah. The will of God is that you divorce yourself from the flesh. Is that you are not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You are conformed and transformed back to the image of the Son of God. Hallelujah. First of all, you must recognize who you are. That you are a spiritual light being. Amen. Amen. You are light. You are spiritual beings. Amen. You are celestial beings. You are not carnal creatures of the earth. You are not creeping things. Hallelujah. You are heavenly creatures in the image of God. Hallelujah. You must recognize this thing. That light being. And when you recognize this thing, you must conform yourself to this thing. Hallelujah. That is the laboring. That is what Noah was doing day and night, building and knocking and, you know, building the ark. That is what we labor in for a season. It's for a season. But the time comes when you'll be adopted and everybody will see what you have waited for. Then they will know that you are called by the name of the Lord. There's a time that you labor. There's a time of groaning. There's a time of crying. There's a time of seeking. But there's a time also of finding. And there's a time of entrance. Hallelujah. God administers that door, that entrance into His kingdom. A spiritual kingdom. A celestial kingdom. And a realm not known to man. A realm that when you enter in, hallelujah, you begin to discover that everything is under your feet. And you begin to discover, you see, oh hallelujah, that you are exactly the way it is. You begin to discover that you are one with the Father. Hallelujah. In that day, fear does not exist. Because if you fear, you've not known God. If you still fear of what will happen tomorrow, the bills, of how you will feed, how you will wear, all these things, you've not known God. Hallelujah. Amen. When God, Adam was walking in the glory of God, he didn't, all these things of bank accounts that people try to put plenty of money up, you know, health insurance, all these things came about because man was separated from God. Amen. When you come to that realm, God is your bank account. Hallelujah. Amen. When you come into that realm, hallelujah, God is your insurance. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. It is the realm of abundance. Amen. Jesus Christ, when he multiplied the bread and the fish, hallelujah, he multiplied how many? 5 into thousands. Amen. He didn't go about telling them to gather the thing and put it in a storehouse for tomorrow. Hallelujah. That is not, it's above that. Hallelujah. It is men that gather and put in bank. Hallelujah. When you come into that realm, hallelujah, you tap from the spirit. Hallelujah. Because we know that that which we see all came out from the spirit. Hallelujah. Everything that is seen came out from the spirit. Hallelujah. The things seen, created, unseen, everything came out from the Son of God. And when you walk in that realm, you walk in the realm of unlimited blessings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. If you want the donkey, you know the donkey in those days was probably like a Mercedes. Amen. He rode on a neat donkey. A correct donkey, you know. Hallelujah. Chassis.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Even, you know, the robe that he wore.
Yeah.
You know, it was expensive. Hallelujah. They kept him harassing for tax. Those of you that they harass once in a while, the creditors and all that, they came to meet him. What did he tell them? Look, you go to the sea. The first fish you take, you collect your tax there. Let me do my work on my father. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the realm that God is taking us into.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now, it doesn't mean that you have to go out showing up. It doesn't mean that you have to go to old crusades in the, you know, God doesn't have to do those things. Amen.
Amen.
Because sometimes people, you know, they say, oh, look at what God did. And they are all going to hell. They are all just being deceived. Crowds, amen. Hallelujah. Deceived. Oh, praise God. Amen. There is this man I know. He sees visions a lot. He sees a lot of visions. Very, very. The guy, anytime he sees me glorious in a star. I said, but he still cannot bless me. He can't understand that. Where is your crowd? He sees me as a pastor, but he can't understand what he sees. Hallelujah. Amen. He sees me as a pastor, but he can't bless me. But where is the church? Hallelujah. Praise God. So you have to walk in the spirit. Amen. Get the revelation that we are spiritual beings and confess it. That is how you build your ark and enter into it. Hallelujah. The ark was what? Catapulted. Amen. To the peak of the mountain, Mount Ararat, which is the highest mountain that was at that place, in that area, in that territory. Amen. Why did all that people, what happened to them? They sank into the sea of perdition. Amen. They died of, they perished of. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is what happens daily. People, there's one generation that don't pass away with no word, no knowledge, no understanding. You perish like a beast. God will not come down to look for you to kill you or to be. No. You just won't die off away. Hallelujah. You know, at times when I see some people that die or something, you know why I cry? I don't cry just because he died. I cry at times because some people probably didn't see the glory of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I have a very deeper revelation of the things of afterlife, which we can share in future. Amen.
Amen.
Some of this is offensive. Amen. But I want you to realize, amen, that, you know, when you live this life without seeing Christ or enjoy experiencing the life of Christ, it's just a wasted life. It's like coming to darkness, and you know, it's a stillborn baby. It's in the book of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes. It's like giving birth to a stillborn baby. You just enter this world to darkness and you go off, you know. You didn't see anything. You didn't see life. You didn't see enjoyment. You're just struggling and bitterness and irritation, and, you know, from day and night. That's all. Struggling, that's all. You didn't see life. Praise God. So he was catapulted to the peak of the mountain, which is Mount what? Zion. Hallelujah. That is where the city of God is situated, in New Jerusalem. It's a spiritual city. It's a city that has always been. It's a city that never passes away. It's in the joy of the whole earth. It's a realm where you go to that you dwell in the presence of God. In his presence is what? The fullness of joy. Hallelujah. That is the place that we should be. That is the place we fight for. Joy. Joy. Hallelujah. It's a realm of abundance. Hallelujah. It's a realm where that the Lord will keep you. Hallelujah. By his name. He says that those people that trust in him will never. never ever lack anything. Hallelujah. Only those that enter into the ark. The ark is the secret place of God. Christ is the secret place of God. Amen. That's why Christ cried out when he saw the Israelites. Say, oh Jerusalem. Oh Jerusalem. Oh God. How I would have gathered you under my wings. Amen. As a hen will gather her chicks under. Amen. But you will not. You say you're sitting and left desolate. Hallelujah. That Christ is the only secret, is the only place you can find refuge, security, and eternal peace and delight. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. You remember in the secret place of God, which was the ark actually. The ark is the secret place of Most High, in the holies of holies. And that is where we all are supposed to enter into. Amen. There were the two angels with the wings. Two cherubims that covered the ark. That was what Christ was saying. Like, I want to gather you under there. Come in under my shadow. Hallelujah. And I will show you my salvation. I will set you on high. The way I set Noah on high. I will lift you up. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And you will never taste death. I will. You see, the many will fall by what? But it will not come near you. That is the Lord speaking. Hallelujah. Corruption cannot touch the Holy One of God. Hallelujah. God will not allow it. Let his name be profaned among the nations. Hallelujah. Praise God. So he was catapulted up to glory. The peak of God. And that is where we all are supposed to be gathered. This is where our gathering is. Amen. We are gathered what? Upon Mount Zion, the church of the first. There's only one church, eh? Now the church is a spiritual reality. Are you listening, brethren? Church is not anything you see upon the earth. Praise God. Oh, look at what God did. Hey, that's not church. Oh, that's just religion. Men. And when their eyes are open, they will cry at the ignorance. They will be ashamed. Praise God. Hallelujah. So you see, it's a gathering. The church is a body of people. It's the body of Christ, the body of the Lord that gathers upon that Mount Zion. We have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem. We have come. That is where we are being gathered to. Brethren, hallelujah. It's a spiritual reality. It's a consciousness we get to. Jesus Christ says, where I am is where you will. Hallelujah. That is where he has come. He has come to take us. In my Father's house, there are what? Many mansions. Hallelujah. Amen. I know we will not make bookings for rooms in heaven. Somebody says, what do you mean? What of my room? It's a spiritual reality. Hallelujah. Christ Jesus is what? He's the house of God. He's the house of God. God dwells in Christ. The Father dwells. That is the house of God. My Father's house, there are many mansions. We all are part of that. We are all four. We are the rooms. We all have a place in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what he says. That we all have a part in him. Praise God. And he's gathering us in him. Our gathering is unto him. Hallelujah. Praise God. So this is what God was showing us in the story of Noah. Hallelujah. Some of us are young today. Amen. But don't be deceived with time. I was discussing with Bro Stoke. Amen. Before these beautiful children came around. I knew your father. Hallelujah. Amen. Smile. Hallelujah. But when I hear that one is in university today, the other two are in university, I told us, man, time is going. And you don't know, I still feel young. I feel still, you know, but you don't know, time is going. So when you just have to move in. Amen. Stop all this tomorrow, this talk today. Hallelujah. Move with urgency. Look at what the Bible says, that move with fear and trembling. Trembling. That is how Noah moved when he heard the voice. This is the call of God to salvation. It's a privilege what you're hearing. It's not child's joke. Hallelujah. This is the only thing that can bring salvation to God. Nothing will happen again. Yeah, are you waiting for a sign? You go wait. It's by what? Hearing, that's all. People are there looking for big signs. You know, some people, they take the book of Revelation, they make different comments. Ah, that something will happen the other day. This will happen, that will happen. I don't look at that. I'm sorry for that. Amen. When we have time, future, we'll go into the book of Revelation and I will dissect it. And I will show you that everything is happening here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. So let us enter into the secret place of God in this hour. God is calling his people. Let them recognize the voice that leads to salvation. I am the shepherd of the sheep. Amen. I am the door. Noah found the door into life. Amen. Christ is the door. That door, no man can enter it. I'm talking of normal natural man. You must be what? Born again of spirit. You must get a revelation of your spirit and begin to walk as spirit upon the light. Begin to walk as your father. Hallelujah. Amen. When I walk in here, man, I'm not just seeing sister, I'm seeing sons of God. Amen. I'm seeing light beings. Hallelujah. Because that is your true view. That is the true view. That is God's view. You see each other as a beautiful young girl or old woman or this or that. God does not see us. That is the view of a man. God sees the inner person. Because the inner person is the one that will be there forever. The outer one will pass away. Do you know that? Praise God. But somebody asked me, what is immortality? Amen. Alive. Amen. Immortality and alive does not mean that you carry this body and start living here forever. This body is not you. Can you understand? This body is just a vessel. Amen. You know, people like Peter, John, all these people tasted of, you know, Peter and John, if you hear their messages, or if you read their writings, what did they say? They said that they finished their ministry and they're about to do what? Lay aside their tabernacles. Amen. You see it? So is that death? It's not death. What they're saying is that they have finished their work on the earth, not their movement. Hallelujah. Amen. They did not die. Praise God. Because the body is not us. You see, it's just a vessel you use for a moment. You can use it unto honor or unto dishonor. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's up to the choice. You can use it for the mystery of God or the mystery of iniquity. You allow devil to manifest in you or Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. If you are walking as a man, you are walking as a devil. You are walking in the image of the beast, the mark of the beast. Because the man is actually in the image of the beast. Do you get my point?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Nobody answered here. If you know what a man is, the Bible says Jesus Christ knew what was inside them. He didn't commit himself to them. People keep looking for devils somewhere underneath the ground and all that. If you want to look for devils, you just have to look at a man that does not know Christ. That you are looking at the devil incarnate. Hallelujah. Amen. Now the mark of the beast is the mark that we all got. Amen. When we are initiated into this world. That's why we are viewed as carnal beings. Who is the beast? The beast is separate. Don't you know that? We all inherited the mark of the beast from Adam. The Bible says that the beast was the most subtle animal. The serpent was the most subtle beast. Amen. What Adam received from him, he was imprinted with what? The mark of the beast. He was conformed into the image of a carnal creature. That's why you have jealousy, bitter, and hate. You see, that is not the image of God. Amen. That is not God. God does not hate. God is light. Hallelujah. When you see this, that you are not seeing, you are walking, that is darkness. Amen. But thank God, the Son of God has been manifested to destroy the works of the devil. And where does it manifest? It manifests in what? In us. Hallelujah. When you get the knowledge of who you are and you now begin to awake, the man of the beast, the beastly nature is what? Destroyed. The man of sin. Amen. We'll discuss man of sin someday. Amen. The man of sin is what? Destroyed. Hallelujah. So you get the message of Noah. Amen. They entered into the ark two by two. All of them, isn't it? We talk of marriage. Amen. Hallelujah. And we're talking of spiritual marriages here, man. Before people start dreaming. Hallelujah. Amen. Some people start looking for their partners now. Which one will I entirely act with? Amen. Hallelujah. Now he's talking about a spiritual marriage between us and the Spirit. Hallelujah. God wants us to be united in one with what? The Spirit. Amen. Our souls must be united in what? The Spirit. We must be one with the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. That is the only thing, the Spirit. He is the gift of God, and that is the gift that will remain with us forever. Everything that you have outside and externally will want pass away. If you have ears here, hallelujah.
Amen.
For certain things that we think we have or we think that are our own, if you go into the Spirit and look, they don't exist. Praise God. That's why Jesus Christ says, blessed are those who are not what, offended. Some people will be offended when they hear certain truths. Amen. You think you have certain things, or this is yours, or you can do this, or you don't have anything as a man. As a man, you have nothing. Amen. It's only when you enter into the Spirit and put on the image of Christ that you realize that you have all things. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. So are we entering our act today? It's all by confession. Are you listening, brethren? Confession. Confession, walking according to the revelation. Hallelujah. When you walk in the revelation, you will see an open door. Isn't it written in Peter's? Is it 1st or 2nd Peter? He says, when you are going to run up with the scripture, let's quickly go to Peter. Does anybody know the scripture where it says that God will minister an entrance into the everlasting kingdom? Which whoever gets there first, tell me. 2nd Peter, okay? Okay. 2nd Peter chapter 1. I beat all of you to it. Praise God. How many minutes have I gone?
47.
Okay. So we still have about an hour. Oh, amen. I respect time. Praise God. So we move on. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 2. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, through the knowledge of him who called us by what? Glory and virtue. Amen. By which have been given to us exceeding great promises and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of what? The divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in this world. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now listen, are you listening to these things properly? He said, so that we can be partakers of what? The divine nature. That is the nature of light of God. Divinity. Something that never passes away. Something that is immortal. God is calling us to be partakers. And this thing comes by the revelation of the name of Christ. Amen. He has given us all things that pertain to godliness. Amen. It's not about wearing long skirts up to here. Amen. Hallelujah. We're talking about true inner spiritual godliness according to the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise God. He has given us all things, and he's giving this thing today by understanding. Amen. Knowledge. Recognition. Recognize these things, brethren. Recognize, eh? Hallelujah. Many things that we just hold on to the outwardly, they will evaporate with time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So this is the thing that we should recognize. Amen. Let's move on. Verse 5. No, I think I missed it there. Maybe I'm going to another place. Let's move on to okay, yes, from verse 5, yes, let's go on. But also for this reason, are you there?
Yes.
Giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, amen, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. Are you listening? Now this is what he talks about. He's talking about what? Confirmation. conformation to Christ, conformation to that revelation you have. Now, if I am a light beam, my brother there is a light beam, my sister here is a light beam, aren't we one? Aren't we brothers? Look, the revelation here is that we all are all brethren. We all descended from God. We are all one body. I am you, you are me. You know that? But when we entered into this realm of materialism, and we started to see each other as different. You know that this one is this, this one is from this place, this one did this, this one, that one is from this place, this one is this religion, this one is all these kind of things. We are all one. That's why I say that you should add what brotherly kindness, eh? And you should love is the ultimate love. God is what? Love. Hallelujah. God is love. Praise God. And this love can only come by revelation. Love does not come by, I love you in the name of the Lord and all that kind of stuff. Amen. Love comes by revelation. And we have to conform ourselves continually. Brethren, this is our labor, amen. This is our act. This is the act that we build. You see it? You see the heavy, you hear the nails laboring day and night in meditation, in prayers, in knowledge, conforming ourselves to Christ, conforming ourselves to the revelation of who we are, day and night. And as we do this, look at what will happen. Verse 9. Okay, verse 8. For if these things are yours and abound, you will neither be what? Barren nor fruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is what?
Blind,
short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never what? Stumble. For so, listen, for so what will happen? Will be what? Hallelujah. Into where? Hallelujah. That is the entrance that Noah was, God told Noah, enter. No man can enter there except those people who conform themselves to Christ. Those are the ones that will enter into the eternal kingdom. Hallelujah. Where the causes of humanity don't exist. Amen. God's kingdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we thank God for this revelation today. Hallelujah. Amen. We thank God for this revelation. And let us hear what the Bible says. Diligent. Diligent. Amen.
Amen.
These are the things that matter most. It is more important than family. It's more important than making money. Amen. Have you heard of people that die? Somebody just dies, you know, he just sleeps and dies. Have you heard of people just die, you know, in their 20s? Oh, we are better than those people. Have you heard of people who make millions, billions, and they just die and you see their body? You see, not that. The painful thing is that you didn't see life. That's the painful thing. You didn't see life. So that's why I cry. So just sweat, suffer, and day and night, struggle, struggle. You do not see the glory. You did not taste of the dominion that God gave you from the beginning. You lost it and you forgot. You did not taste of the paradise of God. You did not taste of the love of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is where, you know, when Jesus Christ saw the multitudes, the Bible says he was moved with compassion. God took me up there once and I saw people and I was sorry. I wept when I saw people. Men are suffering. Men live in a world of uncertainty, fear.
Yes.
It's fear. Fear that governs this age. Fear. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
That's what makes men to do things. Fear. Everything fear. Because they have no God in this world. They are left alone. But when you enter that realm, you will say, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. That is the realm of abundance.
Oh, yes,
oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Father, we glorify you. Father, we thank you. Father, let us, thy kingdom come in us. Let us realize this thing. Hallelujah. Cause us to arise, O God. Oh, hallelujah. You remove every vanity from our eyes and from our minds. And let our focus be upon that glory beyond the veil. cause us to ascend in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Spirit of unbelief, go in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Loose in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let the people ascend into your presence, oh God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the revelation. Thank you for the knowledge of the Son. Hallelujah. Thank you for the knowledge of divinity. Thank you for the ability to come into taste of that life of God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, God. Blessed be your name, O God. Hallelujah. Brethren, hallelujah. Praise God. Look at yourselves. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at yourselves. Hallelujah. Look at your brethren around you. And what? Look at the light in the person. Hallelujah. And say comfort in the spirit. Comfort in the spirit. Comfort in the spirit. Like Lazarus who was in the grave. Tell them to comfort. Hallelujah. Into the light. Come out from the realm of ignorance. Hallelujah. And claim your divinity. Come into the realm of liberty. Come out from within the cage. The dark places of the earth where wickedness reign and ignorance. Come into the light and recognize that the way it is the way you are. Glory, oh God. Thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. As I started the prayer, I saw, you know, it's just like a package. My this package is it's not soft. It's like the color is like all this stainless steel, you know. A big package with a steel, not a plastic, or something very solid, you know. A package. So it was being arranged, you know, like a gate. The package is very strong ones, so silver, stainless color. Then after that, then I saw an umbrella also. Those are the two things.
Amen. Amen. He has given us gifts.
Amen.
Amen. And what is the gift he has given us? The gift is what? The precious knowledge of the Son in us. Hallelujah. There's the Son of God in us. Amen. And that is the gift of God. Amen.
Amen.
That is the only gift of God. Eh? Amen. You know when Paul says, stir up the gift in you. The gift in you is Christ in you. If you are looking for another thing, you miss road. Amen.
Amen.
Let us stop looking for money. Amen. Let us stop looking for material things in this world. But let us be single-minded. Let us seek that glory that is from above. Because when we have that glory, we have all every other thing. Hallelujah. Praise God. Remember when Jesus Christ walked upon the sea? Why did he walk upon the sea? Because he was in another consciousness. Amen. The seas don't exist in that realm. Hallelujah. The sea. In fact, when the New Jerusalem descended, John said there was no sea inside there, no sea, no turbulence. That's perfect peace. As you know, you live in the bosom of God. And you know it. Not by faith anymore. Not by, you know, you come to the place where you know. That's why Jesus Christ said, in that day, you will know that you are in me. In that day. That's the end of the faith. When you've known.
Yes.
When you've entered into the ark. And you are encompassed in the knowledge and the love of God. Amen. The umbrella will cover us. Amen. It's the shadow of God over his people. Hallelujah. Shadow from every weekend. There was one song our sister, our people sang today. I heard it initially. I was not here. I heard something about the sun shall not smite you by day. A very lovely song. Amen. Hallelujah. Can I call you to sing it? Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.